I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. Now here's your host, IBJM Ministries Director, John Lawrence.
Greetings to our listeners. I'm John Lawrence, Director of Ministries here at IBJM, and your host for the program today. As we begin a new year, it is a thrilling development to share with you that we have three new missionaries who are leaving for the field this month or next. Joey and Leah Clapp have been on deputation since 2010. They've spent nearly 2 years in the Ukraine learning the Russian language and culture, and now they are getting ready later this month to leave for New York City to work with the Russian community there. There are about 600,000 Russian-speaking people in New York City, and some 70 to 80% of those are Jewish. They will begin their ministry working with veteran missionary Brother John and his wife Joy Gibson and the Shalom Baptist Church, which is located in Queens, and they are planting that church there, and there are a large number of Jewish people in the church as well. So pray for this young couple as they begin their work over there in New York City. Rachel Hughes is going to be leaving for Ukraine next month. She has plans to work with our team in Kharkov there, and that is close to the Russian border, has been pretty close to the difficult situations that have been going on there this past year. But she is planning to have a special role in working with children, using English as a second language and also Bible clubs. She currently has 96% of her support, and the situation in Ukraine seems to have calmed sufficiently such that it is deemed safe now for her to go there. So Rachel received her visa very recently on the very same day that she applied for it. That's almost unheard of. So God has really been providing the way and going before and preparing the way for her to be able to go. Rachel has seen the Lord's hand really in preparing her departure for next month. There's also an opportunity to access a listing of Jewish contacts who have shown an interest in the gospel there in Kharkov, and many of those women seem ready, made for an opportunity for Rachel and perhaps some ladies in the church there to reach out to the Jewish community early on in her ministry. So you be praying for her as well. Finally, we have a Mexican family, Luis and Lupita, Colorado, and their two children who will be leaving for Spain. The Lord closed the door for them to go to Switzerland and later then to France, where they were refused a visa, but he has enabled them to obtain a visa to enter Spain. So they are leaving next week, and they will be working with a small church plant not too far from Barcelona. And of course, Barcelona is a big city that has a very sizable Jewish population within their reach. They are still in need of some additional support, but they have a sufficient support level to leave for the field this next month. They will not have to learn another language, of course, because they are Mexican. They speak Spanish, and of course, in Spain likewise, they also speak Spanish. Please pray for these folks as they board planes very soon to depart for a different country, for a different culture, a new culture, and having to confront, in some cases, a foreign language that they will have to learn and use in most cases. Pray for them to have safety and for provision of their needs. Pray for their ministries as well within the Jewish communities in these places. We will be eager to see what the Lord will choose to do through these fine servants. And if you would like more information about any of them, please contact me at area code 423-876-8150. Now let's tune in to Jewish believer Brother Mark Oshman with today's Bible study.
Welcome back to our radio Bible study. Over the past few sessions, we have looked at the book of Psalms with an eye toward classifying those songs into various categories. For this segment, we will examine devotional psalms and psalms expressing lamentation or grief. The authors who penned the various Psalms of Devotion expressed their personal longings for God. In these works, they did not necessarily want God to undertake any action on their behalf. Instead, they sought communion with God. Psalm 42 comprised one of the better-known devotional psalms. David introduced this song with a simile, quote, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God," unquote. He compared his longing for God to the craving that a thirsty deer has for water. David rhetorically asked, quote, "When shall I come and appear before God?" unquote. He wanted to stand in God's presence, not as a suppliant for divine favor, but for the delight that communion with God would provide for him. David introduced another element into Psalm 42, the scorn that his enemies had heaped upon him. He wrote, quote, "My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?" unquote. He thereby provided another reason why he desired God's fellowship. David wanted to silence those who questioned God's presence with his people during their times of trouble. The author drew upon his personal recollections for solace. Quote, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day," unquote. David wanted to experience the same satisfaction that he had found during those happier times. As the psalm closed, he reassured himself, quote, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance," unquote. Instead of looking inward for the resolution of his problems, David fixed his eyes upon his Lord. Nonetheless, he continued, that he remained prone to periods of deep depression. Quote, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me," unquote. That last phrase echoed a statement made many years later by Jonah in the second chapter of his book. While Jonah lay in the belly of the whale, he declared that, quote, "The floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me," unquote. As Jonah did, David desired God's presence during his time of tribulation. He desired God's presence more than he wanted God's deliverance. Both men looked to God for comfort during times when their adverse circumstances seemed to overwhelm them. How did David overcome his depression? He did so by expressing his faith in God. The final verse of Psalm 42 echoed an earlier refrain. Quote, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God," unquote. Note the slight difference between the expressions David used. In his earlier statement, he referred to God as, quote, "the health of his countenance," unquote. Yet at the close of the song, David personalized God, referring to him as, quote, "the strength of my countenance," unquote. David recognized that once he entered into communion with God, God would fill him and empower him. David began the 63rd Psalm by declaring, quote, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary," unquote. Since David described God's loving kindness as better than life, he would praise God and bless him. David asserted that, quote, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches," unquote. God's presence, David said, would bring him the contentment that he desired. He expressed his confidence that God would judge his foes. Quote, "Those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes," unquote. God would silence those who spoke lies. David committed himself to rejoice in God. From Psalms of Devotion, we turn our attention to Psalms of Lamentation. In those songs, the writers expressed their grief and their anger over calamities, whether these adversities were personal or otherwise. They petitioned God to involve himself in those matters and to resolve them unto God's glory. The psalmists expressed their belief in the divine benevolence, and they praised God for his anticipated intervention in these troubles. Psalm 14, for example, focused upon the subject of human depravity. The first sentence of that chapter set the note for the psalm, quote, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God," unquote. On the one hand, that expression may have denoted an attitude of outright atheism on a fool's part. On the other hand, it could merely denote that the fool chose to live his life as though God did not exist. The latter interpretation would correspond with Paul's statement in Romans chapter 3 regarding people who, quote, had no fear of God before their eyes, unquote. When God evaluated mankind, David wrote, then God came to these conclusions, quote, "They are all gone aside. They are all altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one," unquote. Paul echoed this assessment in Romans chapter 3 when he wrote that, quote, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," unquote. Psalm 14 ended with the following exclamation, quote, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad," unquote. The captivity which David lamented probably did not allude to any oppression by foreign powers, but instead referred to the influence that ungodliness had over his peers. Asaph penned the words of Psalm 77 as a reflection of his inner depression, quote, "In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed," unquote. Asaph found himself calling out to God, as it were, from a miry pit. His questions reflected the bitterness he felt in his spirit. Quote, "Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies?" Unquote. From Asaph's perspective, it appeared as though the heavens had become brass with regard to his prayers. Nonetheless, Asaph turned to God for relief. He wrote, quote, "I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old," unquote. He added that, quote, "I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings," unquote. Instead of choosing to look outwardly at the source of his anguish, or look inwardly at his own melancholic state of mind, Asaph chose to look up to God. He refused to allow depression to overwhelm him. Indeed, he affirmed the majesty of God, writing, quote, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" Unquote. Asaph remembered the power of God, writing, quote, "Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people," unquote. Asaph pointed to God's actions when the Israelites seemed trapped by the waters of the Red Sea. When Asaph wrote about that incident, he said, quote, "The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, and they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook," unquote. The God who had the power to accomplish those miraculous feats also could deal with Asaph's despair. The devotional psalms teach Christians to love God for who he is, not for what he can do. The Psalms of Lamentation instruct believers that God is greater than any adverse circumstances they face. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We invite you to return for the final session of our radio Bible studies about the Psalms.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can write us at P.O. Box 1386, Hickson, Tennessee, 37343, or call us at 423-876-8150, or you may also go online at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.